what I'm trying to ask you right now, have you ever said anything weird to, like, your new interest in life that might have been a little bit creepy or weird? Because Rachel did the other day. What did you say?
I might be a creep.
Rachel,
okay.
To the new interest in your life?
So, okay, so backstory. Of course, a lot of people know that I mentioned this a long time ago, that there was a guy that I had this crazy dream that, like, you know, he became single and we, like, reconnected, yeah, and all, yada, yada. Well, reconnected with that guy in real life, actually. So it's, you know, whatever. Like, I'm digging it.
And you thought it'd be a good idea to what?
I told him. I was like, so this might sound really psychotic, but I was like, but I had this dream that this was going to happen. And I was just like, please, God. I was like, the minute it came out of my mouth, I'm like, this was a terrible idea. It's going to be like a Lifetime movie, like beginning of a Lifetime movie right now. He'll be like, it's been nice knowing you. See you later.
I don't know, it didn't.
I played it off. I mean, it's really not psychotic. It was just a strange thing in life.
That's exactly
funny.
What all the psychotic people say. It's really not psychotic.
No,
crazy.
No, but you know what he said in response? He's like, but you know what? Whenever we first, like, met each other, like, again, he was like, I had a feeling like Rachel knows I'm single.
This
and
is
I was
very, like,
yeah, this
very
is very
it's kind of like that Sandra Bullock movie, Premonition. Remember that back in the day where she could think about what happened in the future? That's like you right now, Rachel, where you, as long as you weren't like, excuse me, let me tell you about a dream that I had one time.
No, I wasn't at
where
all.
We got back together. As long as you didn't say it like that to the new guy in your life, I don't think it's too
weird. You know,
it's
really funny. I have a similar story. And when I was a freshman in high school, I had this dream that there was this girl in my class that I made out with. And it was, you know, hot, steamy, passionate. And I was like, oh, my God, this could be a sign. So I tried hitting on her in class the next day.
How'd I go?
Oh, total failure. But that was freshman in high school. I couldn't get drunk and hit on women then.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I really find my mojo.
See, look at that. So then you can say creepy things and get away with
it. Yeah, I remember.
Just like
so,
me.
In honor of this strange conversation spirit, we want to ask you this right now. 239-1009. What is, like, the strangest, weirdest, maybe creepiest thing that you said to your new boo, your other half in life? And you're like, oh, my God, maybe that was kind of weird of me to say. Because you'd be like, I had a dream that we got back together.
It wasn't like
that.
Bit you make it sound like, I will find you. Like, it wasn't like that.
That's
really
exactly what it sounds
it
like.
It really wasn't, though. I promise. I'm not there. Okay?
You had the dream, and then you actually made the dream come true.
It's a gift. I mean, I don't know.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.